This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, an exclusive feature of the minds of the people who you will pay attention to. I hope if you're a fan of the News Talk format, you ought to be here every week so that Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy put together their thoughts on the charts this week. Week of February 26th to March 2nd, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business, these are the big stories, and we'll pull them apart as we can, see what seems to intrigue us and perhaps you as well. The first one at number 10, focus on sports talk radio, NBA action, the World Series. Not quite, but the baseball season beginning with they call them the Grapefruit League, right? So the Grapefruit League games, have you heard any of you
listened? Cactus League, if it's
Cactus,
Arizona,
yeah, depending on where it is, right? Mm-hmm. Florida's Grapefruit League, Cactus League is in Arizona.
Yep.
Have you listened to any games? If there's any sport that lends itself well to the radio, I think baseball is it.
Oh, absolutely.
All of us growing up on listening to people like Vin Scully or Kurt Gowdy or Mel Allen or whoever else you've listened to, John Miller, more recently. So have you listened to any games at all, Richie?
I have not, but I'm following a bunch of the Nats players on Instagram, so I'm getting kind of psyched through
really?
That.
What are they having to say about their preseason practice?
You know, one interesting post the other day was they were taking pictures of the cars in the parking lot. It was like MLB parking lots, hashtag MLB parking lot, and pictures of Hummers and Corvettes and all kinds of stuff, and just pictures of after practice all the players hanging out. So it's cool. It's getting me psyched. And as badly as the Nationals crashed and burned last year, I think I've had a little time to get over it, so I'm excited again.
Right. All right, so the listening, I don't know whether...
And you got March Madness getting ready to crank up here, too.
Yep, right. Every year, an overcooked, overzealous, overdone...
Brackets.
It's all about... It's corrupt, Rich. It's corrupt. The stuff that came out this week about the history of some of these college...
Oh, I wouldn't argue with that. No.
Well, so that, why...
It's still fun. I mean,
why promote that?
Doug... Everything is corrupt.
I'm not corrupt.
Everything.
You're not corrupt. I don't think you're corrupt. Victoria, you're not corrupt, are you?
I am not. I am very pure.
Okay, good for you. Speaking of pure, number 9 this week, whether Oprah runs or she doesn't run, more of this which becomes nonsense speculation as far as I'm concerned. I'm betting that Joe Crummy in his Evil Thoughts podcast has had something to say about Oprah running for president. Right?
I'm just saying that it depends upon what God has to say. And when it comes to Oprah and God, everybody knows they have a direct line. They have a hotline. So we're all very respectful about what God says personally to Oprah, as I am. And I know you aren't, too.
Yeah.
And we're all waiting to see what God says to Oprah. So it's all good as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure we'll hear about it on Sunday night a little bit, too.
I think the reference here is to Oprah suggesting she would do what God told her to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and after that, I think I went off, not off, but I was talking about her relationship with Deepak Chopra, how she's become very spiritual over the years, and many of her best programs, in my estimation, have been programs that focus on spirituality.
Well, right. Oprah's spirituality is cool. Mike Pence's is not cool. I mean, that's something you have to understand.
Yeah, Joy Behar.
You know, really, one person's relationship with God is cool.
Well, I think you misuse, in my meaning of spiritual, has nothing to do with religion.
Well, the big dig this week, Doug, was Joy Behar jumping on Pence because he said God talked to him. And then now Oprah says God talks to her.
Did Joy Behar jump on her?
And that's all good. Do you think Joy Behar is going to take on Oprah?
I find Joy Behar, after she's always been a really angry, kind of nasty person. And when she was supposedly a humorist, I never found her funny. But what really turned me off to her a couple of weeks ago, for whatever the reason, I happened to have The View on. Or did I get a clip of it because I saw a news story about how Behar attacked Meghan McCain and her overzealous condemnation of all Republicans. If you're a Republican, you're bad. That kind of thinking went out with the Neanderthal period, or at least it should have been. All Republicans are not bad. All Republicans are not all good. There are not all good Democrats or all good. The kind of thinking that is exhibited by people on both sides that is that fixed, that angry, that nasty, is the reason this country is as blanked up as it is at the moment.
True.
And to see her attack, Meghan didn't know what to do, frankly. And I didn't, you know, she didn't attack her back again. But the look in Behar's, she's like she's a mad woman. Mm. When you look at her eyes, when she gets this political, whatever it is, in her, she's just,
you know, I noticed that with a number of people that I've gotten to know. I won't mention the names, but I should, but I won't.
Go ahead, throw a couple
on the surface.
Come on, throw a couple of people on.
There's some people that you know have a reputation for being funny, etc. I've done shows with them, and when it comes to politics, they get really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that on the surface, it's all supposed to be funny, and then you talk about politics, and they can't take it, and they go crazy. I've had personal first-hand experience of this. And
well, you're a little crazy, too, so you would understand.
Yes, I totally get it, but I usually try to stop, you know, at the point where I'm really angry and pissed. You know, I don't...
it's interesting is to watch how people whose life, whose their pay depends on having as connections to as many people as possible, shoot their foot... Because they cannot contain themselves.
Right,
yeah. I mean, I see people who have social media followings that basically pay their salary, and they are killing whatever side you're on, left or right. They are angering the other side and basically shooting themselves in the foot and cutting their paycheck in half, and I just don't get it.
Well, wait a minute.
Have some control.
Well, hold on just a second. You run a right-wing radio network...
Conservative,
people,
thank you.
Okay, well, right and center, let's put it that way.
Yes, center right.
And when I first was associated with you, I did a lot of that stuff myself. And it didn't serve me well because it doesn't serve anybody well who's in the average. I'm a radio talk person. I'm a radio host. I'm a radio entrepreneur.
This program airs on mostly conservative talk radio programs.
Yes, exactly.
Right on.
The other side of that is... that with the advent of understanding that I'm an advertising person and I need to get people to buy products, if I go all out one way or another, it does, as we just discussed, alienate half of the audience. Or at least I try to balance it because I don't want... Ed McMahon told me, you've heard me tell this story, Richie, 100 times.
Yeah, but it's
Ed McMahon...
Doug.
Huh?
Ed McMahon was on the Tonight Show. He wasn't on News Talk Radio. News Talk Radio and the Radio America Network and not all the shows, but the politically based shows that we have here, they come from a certain perspective.
Yes,
it's
I
not
understand
like
that.
We're, you know, no, CNN just, and Fox don't
I
know.
Love it when you
But it's not like we're selling pizzas great. And all of a sudden I hate this side or that side and I'm going to make my
right, you're a proud
mind.
Pizza eater, right?
My
you're
pizza
a proud pizza
all mad.
Eater
right.
And you want to
Well, you
got to
say
pizza.
That about
what's
Papa John's this week and the football, what about that? How about we take somebody who's like Domino's Pizza, the guy who...
Papa John's
ran,
made a business decision. Well,
yeah.
You know what?
The,
perfect example this week that rolls right into our top 10 here. Dick's Sporting Goods
mm-hmm.
and Walmart and everybody else who decided that they weren't going to sell rifles to people under the age of 21. Right.
Well, I think Dick's Sporting Goods they've eliminated assault rifles. They're not selling them at all.
Right, but I think it was either Walmart or somebody else said they aren't going to sell rifles, period, to under 21. Dick's, yes.
I think both
rifles.
Of them said that, Richie.
But you know what?
Yeah.
That's fine.
The Walmart.
They are, that's capitalism at its best.
Yeah.
We made a business decision, and
right.
we will stand by that business decision.
Nobody's
and
criticizing
I'm,
you for it. It was
I'm
a brilliant,
totally cool
brilliant
it.
Business decision
I don't know
for you. I'm just saying in general... When it comes to this sort of thing, the less people, whether it's maybe more for television, as you've suggested, than for radio, because the most successful radio programs doing talk do tend to flow right of center for whatever the reason. So those people are selling products
because
to the masses.
Because there wasn't an outlet for those listeners to hear
based on
where they stand anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yes.
But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, not to belabor this point, but on going back and forth on, you know, sharing political views and not sharing, in my generation, everyone has shared political views, and if you don't, you get criticized for not taking a stand.
True.
So, Taylor Swift has been blasted for years because she's never made a political statement at all, and then when Hillary was running and Katy Perry was campaigning for Hillary, and a lot of female stars were very vocal about their support for either Bernie or Hillary or whatever, and you know Taylor Swift got a lot of backlash because she refused to make a political statement.
I don't care if she's smart.
Well, it's a different generation now.
So am I not smart because I don't want to make a political statement and offend my advertisers?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you're in the celebrity world, you're talking about people on TV. I'm not talking about radio. Radio is totally different. But people on TV, you know, if it's not an obvious Meghan McCain versus Joy Behar thing, a lot of celebrities they are getting flack, especially on social media, for not taking a stand.
That's ridiculous, though.
But
she wants to keep
now.
Her beliefs, who cares? She has her beliefs. She wants to keep them to herself, and that's her right.
I'm not
just
saying
the same
it's right
as
or wrong.
Joy
I'm saying
Behar's right
is.
To say what she wants to say.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the trend. That's the way it is now. It's just different.
Well, unfortunately, the trend has become extremist and very hateful because of social media, and that's where everything's falling apart.
Right. All right.
I'd rather not hear. I'd rather not hear their opinions half the time. You know, because I have a way of idealizing these people, whether it's Taylor Swift or it's Yankee. Okay, whatever. But I mean, just I'd rather not hear. Thank you.
All right, we've got it. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Richie. You'll be thanking me when you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and take advantage of the fabulous specials, whether it's the individual four-pack that you can buy for 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You'll find it all at bargain basement prices all the time if you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, my name is Brandt. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Say hi to Susie Smith of Graniteville, Vermont, listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast that millions and jillions of people every week listen to on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Then there's Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our studio in Washington, long a sufferer of working with me for decades. And then we bring Victoria Keelan into the mix to add some masterfully placed comments that even things out. So we continue. Isn't it interesting how we jumped from number 9 to number 1? Just like that.
Boom.
Yep, there it is. The whole discussion of who's zooming whom. I suppose maybe because it is number 1, we ought to spend the most amount of time there. The NRA's top lobbyist says he has Trump in his back pocket. So, and this is, once again, the word lobbyist and NRA together, or how many other organizations, fill in the blank. Somebody's top lobbyist. That's the reason this country is as blanked up as it is. Campaign finance reform will lead to a fix of all these other things. But until we grasp that, agree to it, and do something about it, Doug Steffen says, this debate is a waste of time. The focus, all of these guys have gone out of town. They didn't do anything. They don't have to do anything. People will forget about it until the next thing happens.
Well, that's, if he's got Trump in his back pocket, then how come Trump is basically going against all of the GOP desires on gun control?
But he's not really, though. He really isn't. He even tweeted, he had such a great meeting with the NRA. Nothing's changed. And the NRA even tweeted that, you know, that Pence and Trump are not for gun control and nothing's going to change. So this was just, he got a little bit of good publicity. It sounded good that he was going to go against his own party for the sake of saving children's lives, and nothing's going to change.
I'm not going to agree with you on Trump. I think Trump is a closet New York liberal. I think that
well.
He certainly is not a conservative in the truest sense of the word. Maybe some
not
of his pronouncements
all.
Have come across that way, but I don't see him in the same league as we were talking earlier about
Doug,
some of the other people
right.
that are on Radio
yeah.
America. Dana Lash, for example, who's the spokesperson for the National Rifle Association and does a very successful daily talk program, is someone that is true to the core of that thinking. I don't see Trump.
Well, whatever.
Even though she's supportive of Trump, because where else is she going to go?
Right.
I get that.
But whatever his motivations are, I'm just saying I agree with you to your point that nothing is going to change. We're not going to see any new gun legislation. We haven't actually seen any new gun legislation since I think 2015 was the last thing.
We don't need any new gun legislation. We need to enact or we need to
enforce
the gun legislation
except
that's already there.
Buying
well, I would like
guns
to see a ban on assault rifles for civilians because I would like to see that.
Yeah.
That's, there's no need for that whatsoever.
Bill Crummy does not need an AK-47 to protect his property.
Right.
Richie, you don't need it either. You don't want it. You don't even have a gun.
Joe, but what do you decide what I need or what I want?
I'm telling you, I've been to your house and I'm in that neighborhood. I don't see anybody come bringing an AK-47 to your house to shoot it up. Or you shooting anybody else up in your neighborhood.
But I don't want you to decide, just like you don't want me to decide for you, I don't want you to decide for me.
I'm not suggesting that I'm deciding it for you.
But
you just
did. If
that's the way it came across, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying, in general, okay, let's put a general face on it.
In general.
Does anybody... need.
All right,
see,
General.
That's exactly the problem.
AK-47, what, Victoria?
Well, that's exactly the problem. That's why this is never going to go anywhere. Because everybody feels that way if you're a Second Amendment
all
person.
Afraid, because they're all afraid if you give an inch, they'll take a mile.
But that's ridiculous. You have to compromise.
I got a BB gun sitting in my house. That's next. And that's what they all. I'm just telling you what they think.
I get that, but how are we going to move forward as a society then if no one is willing to make a compromise?
Because they don't believe that there's compromise on the other side. They believe it's a stepping stone.
28 passed.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, going through the stories. I haven't been a good leader, I don't think, in this circumstance, because I started at number 10 and then immediately we jump to number one.
Keep going, Mr. Trump. Let's see what's next.
Why postpone the joy?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, when you look at all of the Trump-oriented conversations, Trump and the Russians, Trump and the probe, the Sessions tension, Hope Hicks and what's going on with her.
The guy knows how to get himself on a talk radio list, doesn't he?
He does.
He's a Trump dude.
Yeah, he sure does. All right, so, and I'm looking at some of the other things that are on this list, like Kushner and the speculation that that he's trying to figure out how to get rid of, he, being the president, is trying to figure out how to get rid of his daughter and son-in-law, and has told the chief of staff to get them out, and then he talks to them and he doesn't want to. I mean, is this really going on, or is that just some speculation?
I can't imagine that.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Why would he want to get rid of Ivanka and Jared?
Right.
There's a story in the Washington Post. Post, consider the source. Trump reportedly wants his chief of staff to get rid of Jared and Ivanka, but vacillates and then tells them to stay.
I think his chief of staff wants to get rid of Jared and Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly wants them gone. If you're reading
an anti-Trump story from the Huffington Post,
please. That's like reading it.
Come on.
It's like watching CNN.
Right.
The same kind of stuff. All right. So what do we know about Hope Hicks, other than she's fairly attractive?
She's hot. We want to talk about
it. No, you can just say it.
Yeah. She's very attractive. Okay. So now we have the sexism
very smart
taken care of. But why is she leaving?
I don't think she needs it anymore. And you know what? I think she'll be back, too. I think, you know, in the 2020 campaign, they're already talking about she's still going to be working for the Trump administration.
What does she do in the meantime? Where does somebody like that go? They all go to
PR
commentators?
She'll end up on TV.
Oh, yeah. I think she'll have no problem putting food on the table. Right. Yeah. I don't think she'll
end up on TV. She'll be a talking head.
Yeah. How many talking heads is there room for?
I know, right? Whatever happened to Sean Spicer? Wasn't he supposed to be?
I was thinking that, too, yeah.
Right? Wasn't he supposed to have some sort of new gig?
Sean Spicer doesn't look like Hope Hicks.
Right, she'll end up on Fox.
That ain't happening.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fox will.
She'll be on Sean Hannity's show, and God love Sean, but yeah, she'll be on Sean's show next week, and then there'll be a contract, and she'll look great. You know, she'll be on TV.
Is Fox coming back from the Bill O'Reilly, the problem they had with Ailes, and I don't follow this, I don't watch CNN, I don't watch MSNBC, I don't watch Fox. Once in a while I see Sean for a moment or two, or we'll watch Rachel for a moment or two, or some of those clowns at CNN. I have no respect for any of them except Wolf. I still like Wolf Blitzer.
You like the Wolfer?
No, really? But,
yeah, I do.
Like Wolf Blitzer.
But it's not where I go.
He's a pro-news guy, but still sensationalism of their stories,
your news
headlines.
Where do I get my news?
Yeah, where do you get your news?
Oprah.
He just makes it up as he goes.
Oh, yeah. You know that. I think that's a great question, though, because who do you trust?
Doug is exactly right. You don't trust anybody. You read MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and
the Daily Beast,
and then you kind of go, okay, somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Yep. It's the only
thing you can do now. There is nobody I trust.
You want to know?
People don't trust regular news this week. No. There was a big headline that Lester Holt's ratings are way down, and they're trying to figure out what to do about that. I don't think it's a commentary
cancel
on
the
Lester Holt
news and put some entertainment show in there. Nobody cares.
They could put a rerun of Modern Family or some other syndicated sitcom that would do better in ratings.
We've created a situation that if you can't tune in and watch the news and get some sort of opinion, that people are
because you're too stupid to have your own.
Right.
Yeah.
People need to be told what to think now.
Ah, great. Yeah, I'm looking at.
I think the news is honestly it's just very depressing.
Try this again, folks, in a moment.
It is.
Go ahead, Victoria.
It's just but the news, I think, part of the reason why people don't watch the news anymore and they'd rather read it, it's just that every news story is so depressing. Who got shot? Who got mugged? Some old person was taken advantage of.
It's
terrible.
Yeah,
it's
well, that's why I bailed on local TV years ago because that's all it is. Gang shootings, all that. So I bailed on local TV.
Our local radio news station. I can't listen to it anymore. It's traffic and weather every 10 minutes, and then murder in between.
Right.
And I bailed years ago on local TV, and I think you can see the difference now, too.
You?
All the new platforms. What do you say?
You
bagging on me, bro?
Yeah. All right. So for the fourth time, I'm going to go through my sources. NBC. What's on my screen at the moment? NBC, The Guardian, The Boston Herald, CBS News, Reuters, the AP, CNN, let's see here, the Worcester Telegram, ABC News.
That's
Fox
the big one, the Worcester
News.
Telegram.
That's right. The Metro West Daily News, though, Richie, that's even bigger. Forbes Magazine. Let's see, what else have I got on here? Mashable, Page Six, TMZ. Let's see, what else have I got that's working? The L.A. Times, Washington Post, New York Times. That's what I got on my screen. And what am I getting from all of that? A lot of the same thing on each one of them, pretty much. Although it's interesting, L.L. Bean is taking an interesting stand on guns. Here's another. This is a nationally known outfit. Headquartered up in Portland, Maine, they've had their Bean outfits and their shoes and boots and all of that stuff.
Leather. They're leather intensive. Right,
right. Yes. They are going to restrict the sales of guns from now on. Now, here's Maine is feverishly, really strongly independent. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. And you don't take your guns away from anybody up there. There's not. And so I find it interesting that they have made a statement this week. They will sell firearms at the main store in Portland, and they will limit it to hunting and target shooting guns. No longer sell to anybody under 21, and they will not sell ammunition.
I don't know if that's legal.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's legal.
What's legal?
You know, that whole thing about saying, I won't sell.
Why? They can. Rifle. It's a business.
Can't
a
they
private
sell whatever
business.
They want?
They can decide what they want to sell.
I'm good with that. You know what? I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
What?
You may be right.
You can't be forced to sell something in your store.
You can't be forced to sell something, right.
I don't know. You
let
know
the
what?
Consumer decide
thinking.
Is my plot. Yeah. Always let the consumer decide. If it's a bad decision, they'll know.
I'm not sure you can say to somebody, you have a Second Amendment right to possess something, and you're not going to sell to me based on my age.
But you can go somewhere else.
Sure.
You can go somewhere else and buy it.
Well, yeah, but you could say that to people who won't make a cake for...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, hello. I don't think it's legal. I don't think you can say to somebody, I won't sell you something because I...
Right.
Right. They have to change the law first. That's a Second Amendment right.
The age thing, I think you're right. The age thing, definitely.
Yeah,
because you can't say...
That'll end up in court.
Because you can't say, I'm a liquor store and I only sell to people 25 and older. You can't do that either.
Right. See,
no, I get that. Yeah, totally. No, I'm not completely crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You
got a point. I'm a liquor store and I'll sell beer to people 21, but I'll only sell liquor to people 25.
Right. You can't do that.
You cannot.
Right, but you know what? As you guys were saying,
I ought to be able to sell. Wait a minute.
No.
I'm in the business of selling things I've created. I'm selling raw milk. I can sell raw milk to anybody that I want. If I don't want to sell the raw milk to you, I don't have to sell it to you. If I don't want to make a cake
because
for
I'm
you
white?
Because I'm gay or they're gay, then I'm not going to make a cake for you.
It's discrimination, sir.
So
I'm going to take you to court.
Really. Put me out of business. Right. But I still have the ability to...
You're going down, Stefan. Stefan is going down.
You're going down. You have to sell to everybody, whether you like it or not.
I don't want to sell to you, Richie. I'm not selling to you.
Don't worry, I won't be knocking on your door soon.
I'm not buying from you, okay? I don't care if you don't want to sell to me. I don't want to buy from you. You understand that? I'm not buying from you.
Here's something to buy. 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables at balanceofnature.com. Nature's fruits, nature's veggies, in a small capsule, has all the dried ripened fruits in the green capsule, and all the, I'm sorry, the green capsule is the veggies, the red capsule, the fruits. I want to make sure I get this all right. There are two capsules that you take in the morning and two at night. And after you do that for a week or so, your immune system will be recharged. Do it for a month. Your immune system will be 700% better than it was. So if you're concerned about the rest of the winter keeping your health, then the immune system is what you need to make prop up and make sure it's functioning properly. Best way to do that is by taking a daily supplement from Balance of Nature. It's free for the first month. The first month's supply using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Get these capsules, take them. You can take them as they are, or you can dump them on your food, whatever. It'll give you better overall health. That's their claim. That's the guarantee. Testimonials galore at their website, Balance of Nature. Read them. And then take advantage of the opportunity that you get by using the DJV code of the free supply, the first month supply, free Balance of Nature products. Enhance your immune system. Go there now. Balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the official list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories. These seem to be on the minds of more hosts and on the air at more stations than anything else, according to the people who have their ear to the stations. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, and a focus on the NBA and the beginning of the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League activity. Baseball, hooray. Oprah, does she run or not? Number 9. The Kushner security status, number 8. Pugin Putin and his nuke announcement, number 7. Trump and the tariffs, number 6. Continuing investigation into the shooting in Florida. Korea, number 5, Russian probe, number 4, Trump in Sessions, number 3, Hope Hicks getting a divorce from Trump, she's leaving, that was number 2, and the gun control debate, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Let's face it, there's nothing worse than sitting in traffic. But one way to help avoid traffic congestion is with Waze, a smart navigation and map app with over 65 million users. What makes Waze different than other nav apps? Well, we asked Mike Wilson from Waze.
Waze is a free, real-time, crowdsourced traffic and navigation app that is powered by millions and millions of drivers around the world. So what Waze does, and how this differs from Google Maps, is in other, Apple Maps and anything else, is actually pulls in real-time data from the millions of drivers on the road and then updates your route in real time. So it pulls in everything like traffic and congestion, police presence, potholes, road closures, whatever it may be, to really get you where you need to go as fast as possible.
Download Waze for free at the App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
We are all saddened when we hear about random shootings, but we must be careful how we react. One senator recently said the due process is one of the big problems standing in the way of legislation that would keep bad guys from purchasing firearms. He actually argued that the Fifth Amendment is killing us. He wants to give government officials the power to deny basic constitutional rights without due process of law to anyone they think might be a threat. He ought to look through the lens of liberty, read the Declaration of Independence, and recognize that the very purpose of government is to protect our essential rights. As Ben Franklin warned, they who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary security deserve neither liberty nor security.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Many years ago, high school teachers across the United States discovered a fun new way to teach physics and biology. By using little round magnets, they could create 3D models that helped their students visualize what they were trying to teach. Then, a few years ago, a government agency banned the little magnets. It claimed that since children could swallow them if left unsupervised, no one in America should be able to use them, no matter what their age. The magnets were removed from schools, and the companies that made them went out of business. It was a clear case of government overreach, and a federal court eventually overturned the ban. Let's be fair, though. It's become common to hear about government agencies usurping the power of Congress. So, when the new acting director of a federal agency recently declared that his office will no longer go beyond the statutory mandate given to it by Congress, it was news. Learn more about Director Mick Mulvaney's groundbreaking decision at centerforamericatv.org.
Talk Radio Roundup 47 after the hour with Rich and Joe and Victoria and Doug. So we have Pukin Putin on the list, both on the people list and on the story list, because of his threat to push us, some people think, into another Cold War. The only thing is the new nukes, according to most folks, don't work. And so under the circumstances, he's trying to say that he has a new nuclear arsenal or is building one. But so far, most of the Americans who have been asked about it say this is something that's been around for a long time. He's been trying to use these things or make them work, and they don't work. All he's doing is rattling sabers.
Yeah, so it's a new marketing ploy for on his
behalf. Yes. Yeah. Well, right. It's a marketing ploy in that he's running for re-election. And, of course, he has a lot of people running against him that he hasn't shot yet. So he's got to make sure that he stands out.
The lead guy's been arrested already, right?
Right.
His number one competition, he was arrested.
Right. Yeah. They'll be gone soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Before let's give short shrift to the people list here. Oprah's at 10. Nicholas Cruz at 9. Why we even put him on the list anymore is beyond me.
Why you even say his name?
Yeah, that's weird.
Exactly.
Right.
Who's Casey Cagle? Anybody know?
Doesn't he do the top 40 countdown?
I have no idea. I have no idea who that is.
It could be in Romania, Richie. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Jared Kushner is at 7. Robert Mueller is at 6. More Overinflated Vlad. Egos. Bad Casey Vlad Cagle is at five.
Is he the governor of where the Delta?
Casey Cagle?
Yeah, he's a lieutenant governor of Georgia who took away the tax break.
Right. I should have known.
I thought that was a weird
the Delta
kind of sexual
tax
experience.
Thing. Yeah, that's what that's about. Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Yeah. John Kelly is four. Jeff Sessions is three. Hope Hicks is two. Is that a real name, by the way? Is she really Hope Hicks?
Hope Hicks? Hell yeah.
Is there, could she be?
I wouldn't choose that name, so it must be real.
And Donald Trump, number one. We always know Donald Trump is number one.
Evil
right?
Trump.
All right, check out the evil podcasts of one Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts. You go to that website or Evil Thoughts where various and sundry podcasts are collected, and you'll find it. It's now 50 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for our weekly check of the top five stories from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on number five, first of all, because we count them down to number one, selfies. This is not about Jennifer Lawrence, just about in general selfies, right?
Correct. So selfies, selfies have become a part of pretty much every American's daily life. And now psychologists are saying that if you're actually taking too many selfies, you may have what they have dubbed selfitis. So it's a recent study that's published in the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction. And they were tracking people in different countries. And even people in India that apparently have compulsive selfie-taking behaviors that are leading to this disorder. They're not classifying it as a mental disorder yet, because the American Psychiatric Association has not really weighed in. But a lot of experts are saying they're very concerned, and they say if you look at your social media platform, whether it's Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, if more than 50% of your photos are selfies, then that's actually a red flag that you may have some sort of a mental disorder. And they link it to anxiety, depression, self-esteem. All those things are linked to heavy social media use and apparently selfies.
All right. Number four is a focus on Amazon. Has there been a week that you can remember when there wasn't one tech story on Amazon, at least one big story on Amazon?
Amazon is, yeah, I know, it's true. If you suddenly started getting photos of your front porch from your Amazon delivery person, you're not alone. They actually have been rolling out this new program where they're sending, and you can get it as a text message, or you can just check on your Amazon account. But basically, the delivery person is sending a snapshot of proof of delivery, because so many packages are stolen. So Amazon is now, instead of, you know, they have to refund so many people, and because people call up and say, I never got my package, and, you know, it's not there. So they actually have been trying to figure out a way to combat those refunds, and this is what they've come up with. So if they send a proof of delivery wherever they leave the box, if it's in a bush or on your front porch, they're trying to hide them now so that they're not that obvious, which is a good thing. But this is their newest thing to at least help consumers understand where their packages were left. So we'll see if it works in the long run.
Number three, as we count our way to number one, has a focus on Spotify. Who knew they were as good as they are?
Yep. Spotify has announced that they are moving forward with their IPO, and they filed paperwork for a $1 billion initial public offering. They will be trading on the stock exchange under Spot, S-P-O-T, and they have 159 million monthly users. 71 million actually pay for a premium subscription, which is way more than Pandora, Apple, or Google Music.
All right. So, number two, Snapchat and the Kylie Jenner tweet. This shows you how broad the impact is of what we call social media, how many different choices there are, how many different outlets there are, I think, Victoria.
Yep. This was probably the strangest story of the week in terms of tech. Kylie Jenner has just made a sort of random offhanded comment. She tweeted, which she's on all the social media platforms, but she's pretty much known for Snapchat. But she tweeted, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad. That's all she said. The stock dropped 6% because of that tweet. The company actually was wiped out $1.3 billion off the market value. This was a huge, huge reaction by Wall Street to one tweet from Kylie Jenner. So they have over 1.2 million people who have signed a petition on change.org. They want the Snapchat design to go back to the last way that it was. And this was the craziest story. The power of Kylie Jenner. She has 25 million followers on Snapchat, and apparently a lot of them are no longer using Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Number one this week, the top five tech stories of the week, capped by another focus on Equifax.
This is like an Amazon now. Every week there's more of this stuff coming out. Now it turns out this week 2.4 million more Americans have been affected by the 2017 data breach. Equifax says that this new round of people, this brings the total somewhere up around 150 million people now. So this new 2.4 million, Equifax said, had their names and partial driver's license information stolen. So the CEO of Equifax is an interim CEO, is still trying to figure out how to help people. But once again, we've been saying it here, freeze your credit reports. It's free and it's easy to do, and that's the best way to handle it.
Hurt nobody if this company went out of business. At 59 past the hour, the review of technology on Tech Talk.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.